This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, our exclusive mortgage lender here for Haystack, and has been that way ever since we started. And it's a privilege to have Kurt Rogers with us. How are you, sir?
It's an honor that you allow me to still come to the show.
Man, we've been doing this a long time. Both of our hair is a little darker. And, you know,
hey. Yeah, it used to be darker. It's not so dark anymore.
Man, a friend of mine, we were talking yesterday real quick about age, and he was filling out something online. And sometimes when you got to put your birth date and the year you're born,
right.
They got this little wheel you got to spin sometimes.
You got to keep spinning.
Son, that gets longer and longer and longer. Good night. Then you see some of these, you know, athletes, different things like that, that were born in, you know, 96, 94, 93.
Yep. Crazy. Like, no, keep backing up.
I got shoes older than that.
And that's a fact. I do have a couple pair of shoes that I've had for a long time.
Absolutely. Well, we are glad to have Kurt with us, and we have a lot of different folks in from time to time, and every once in a while Kurt wants to update you on what's going on in the mortgage world. And, boy, crazy times for sure. And, Kurt, boy, inflation's high, unemployment's low. Got our election going on, a lot of negative stuff going on there. Some say we're in a recession, some say we're not. Rates are on the rise. So.
There's good news.
Yeah, there's good news. For those owning a home or wanting to own a home, what would be your advice right now?
First thing, it's so easy to turn on the station, whether it's on the radio or whether it's on TV, and hear this. The inflation is this, mm-hmm. and the rates are going here, and then you throw in a political year, and it just kind of makes it a little bit worse because all there is finger pointing.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to blame everybody else for all these things that are going on. But it doesn't change the things that are going on. The economy is not as bad as everybody's trying to tell you it is. It's not great, but it's not as bad. The housing market is not crashing. It's not in a bust. It's not going anywhere. The housing market, it is still strong. It's changed, but it's still strong. And I'm going to kind of go over some things to remind everybody what the housing market is still doing where they don't seem to think so. Because, again, all they're hearing is negative. As much as we would all like, rates are not going to go down. I've read some articles the other day that somebody says that in 2 to 6 weeks, just before the election, all of a sudden the rates are going to go down to 4%. Please do yourself a favor. Don't wait for that day to happen. Okay, please. It's not going to happen. I appreciate it. I'm not as smart as some of these other guys, but that's not going to happen. It's never happened in its history. It's not going to happen now.
Yeah.
The election that's coming up is not going to make the rates go down that much. There are opportunities out there now to own and refinance your home, but either way, it can show you how you can save money by owning versus renting, or how you can use the money in your home, whether you're going to lower your payments or you're going to pull cash out, and we'll talk about that. This downturn is not going to last forever. We sometimes have a short memory of a downturn. One of the biggest ones we had was in 2008, and that lasted mm-hmm. about 2 to 3 years, if you look back, and it started coming out of it. Whatever is happening, if we've been struggling with recession now for, 6 months, if it keeps continuing and the rates continue to rise, it's going to slow the economy down. It's not going to cripple it, but it's not going to last forever. So let's not be afraid of that. And I had a friend tell me once that I thought made a lot of sense. Fear is the lack of knowledge or the lack of preparation. If you don't know, you're going to be afraid. Find out.
Yep.
If you know, get prepared. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. If you have these fears, get the knowledge so you know how to protect yourself. And then prepare for what you think is coming. Because what might be coming for you in your situation, depending on where you work and your family, is going to be different than mine. But if you think something's happening, find the knowledge, get prepared, and make it work for you. Because mm-hmm. it's not going to be here for long. If we have a problem, it might last another year, year and a half. But by no means is going to be close to 2008.
Right.
We're not going down that road.
Yep. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much the media wants to talk us into recession, whatever, and whether we are or whether we aren't. It really doesn't matter. I mean, we got to get through it. And everybody's just got to figure out a way, right?
That's you bring up the word recession, are we? Does it matter?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, the cost of everything is way up. We can't hire enough employees. You can't find enough parts to have something done. It takes you six months to get a stove put in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter. How do I deal with what's in front of me?
Yep.
How do we make sure what we're doing is working? Yes.
Absolutely. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. 720-895. I'm sorry. That's his number, 720-895-0500 is Kurt's number. But if you happen to have a question here during the hour, give us a call, 303-477-5600. All right, so let's kind of talk about the economy and housing market. I mean, you talk with a lot of realtors on a daily basis. They're seeing a lot of customers as well. You've got a pipeline of customers, so to speak. So, I mean, in your own world, do you feel like, you know, would you use the R word here, recession?
Do I think we're in a recession? Yeah. But what's it mean to me? It doesn't really change anything I do. If I want to borrow money, I got to understand that I'm going to pay a little bit more for it, so I'm going to pay attention to more of what I need. I'm not going to just run out and buy things. But if you're looking at the housing market and how a recession can affect the housing market, currently 65% of the people own a home in this country. 65%. In 2008, that number was 62%. So in the worst housing meltdown that we had, home ownership was at 62. Okay. We're at 65 now. So what matters when you own a home is that you own a home. It matters. You have the ability to pay the bills and can pay your bills. It's yours. You have built in yourself some equity. When you own it, no matter what your rate is on your loan, you own the rights that give you the opportunity either today, tomorrow, or next week, or even next year to acquire the equity that you're paying for every month. As you're making your payments, you're paying for your equity, which gives you the ability to reach back in there and grab it, no matter what the rate, should you need it. Whether if you need money for refinancing to pay off bills, you have that when you own a home. That's why home ownership is so important. And even in 2008, there were still a lot of people that owned a home. There were several that lost. But there's ways to prevent that we're going to talk about. And you can always, no matter what you think, refinance your home and lower your payments. There are ways to do that even now that I'm going to show you later. But home ownership allows you those options. It gives you things you never had. If we look back over the last 2 years, prior to COVID, our interest rates were about 6.5% to 7%. COVID comes in and the rates dropped. So let's talk about where we are now versus where we were prior to COVID. If COVID wouldn't be here, would we be complaining about rates in 6 to 7%? Probably not. But what did COVID do? It shut everything down. I mean, no more school. You didn't go to work. The streets were empty. You could speed and not be caught because the police weren't out there.
Exactly.
I mean, they were trying to
handle it. That was
nice. Yeah. I mean, we laugh about that now. Restaurants. How many people in the restaurant business lost their company? People that lost their job. We still can't get enough people coming back to work in restaurants. And part of that's because of COVID. It just took so many places out of business. Things came into play. Zoom. How many people knew about Zoom before COVID?
I don't know.
What did it change? That's one of the abilities we have now to work from home is because we can Zoom. Delivery services. You can order food online and have it delivered to your house. Or if you can order from a restaurant that's open, you don't have to get out. Mm-hmm. So we've learned to kind of pull back. But what it also did, it lowered rates. It drove the rates down to keep people from refinancing. History will prove to you that the housing market controls the economy. If it's doing well or poorly, that's what the economy is doing. So we're starting to see some of that. It also changed. There's new ways of doing business. Like I said, working from home. If you look at the appreciation, let's talk about the appreciation for 2022. Currently, we are at 8.1%. Now, everybody says the market's crashing. Well, yeah, that's crashing from the 13% we got in 21. But when you go from 13 to 8, your home is appreciating at 8%. Think, again, knowledge properly prepared will prevent you from having fear. Mm-hmm. If your home is making 8% per year and you got a $500,000 home, that's $40,000. Okay? So you're making money on a home that you're not paying for, meaning which you're not giving them $40,000 to have the equity. You've automatically got it built in.
Right.
The average equity, if you look at it over the last 60 years, is 5%. A home will appreciate 5% every year for the last 60 years on average. We're still above that. So has the rates affected us so far? Has it slowed it down? No, it's changed it. The average sale price of a house right now is about $592,000. But what's changed is the market's not stopping. It's slowing down. What's changed is the availability of homes. In January, we had 16,000 homes available. Now we have 31,000. So what's the difference? Well, part of that difference is those homes that were available before, we had a lot of people buying those homes. Mm-hmm. We had things like appraisal gap. If you want to buy a house, you had to spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Well, one of the reasons, if you think about it, home appreciation coming down is because now the people aren't paying that appraisal gap. They're not paying $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 over price. They're paying what the price is. And in some cases, they're paying less than that. And there's reasons for that. It depends on the condition of the house. If you talk to any realtor, if your house is nice, you got a bidding war. Whether it's $400,000, whether it's $700,000. In today's economy, I have half a dozen people right now in trying to buy a home that are finding that nice house, and they're in bidding wars. And they have to have things. They're not paying over, but they're not getting as many concessions as you would be if you were buying a different house. Mm-hmm. We have a house in our neighborhood that was built in 1977. The owner of that house, who passed away, never did anything to the house. Had the same cabinets, same doors, same windows, same colors. I could go deeper, but we all understand. He did nothing. It needed a lot of work. He had to sell it for a substantial discount because it needed the work. Those homes are sitting on the market longer. Those homes, there's more negotiation. Mm. When a buyer goes out now to try to buy a home, they're going to have more options to demand certain things. Inspections were being waived before. They're not anymore. Concessions were being waived. Right now, people are getting concessions to pay some of the closing costs, to buy the rates down. Those kind of things are happening. Closing fees are being paid for. They still want pre-approvals, but you can have a pre-approval now on buying a home with the contingency that you have to sell your house before you buy the next house. That never made it to the seller.
Yeah.
You didn't even see those kind of people doing that. The demand for what we're having in people now that is keeping the demand up for people buying homes is it's bringing a whole group of new buyers out. And part of those are first-time home buyers. If you wanted to buy a house before and you were a first-time home buyer, that normally means you only have 5 or maybe 10% down. Again, that's the type of offer that would never have come to somebody that's willing to pay $50,000 or $80,000 over. Mm-hmm. But there's many people out there that want to do that, and there's many programs out there that can help you do that. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have some loans to where you only have to put 3% down. If you put 5% down, you can get a loan with no mortgage insurance. So those folks, and in most cases they're millennials because they don't want to pay the rent.
Sure.
Because rent's kind of high. So they can own a home, even at the rates now, and I'm going to go over that, and it'll make you money. They're wanting to get into the game. They have the credit score. They have some cash, but they want to own the home. So they're getting into the market, and they're able to buy a home and actually negotiate with the seller on those homes. There's programs out there that's called 2-1 buy-downs that help them get into the homes. There's down payment assistance programs that will help you with part of your down payment. There's loans out there that will do 100% financing. All of a sudden, those buyers that couldn't get into the game before are now into the game.
Right.
So it's becoming quite attractive for them. There's, like I said, the buy-down programs. I have I want to give you an example of the buy-down program that's out. This has always been out there, but when rates were 2.5% and 3%, this didn't matter. What it means on a 2-1 buy-down means that whatever your rate is, the first year you're making payments on 2% lower of that.
Okay.
So in the case that I have, I actually have a customer looking at that. The purchase price at home is $675. His payment the first year, his interest rate is 6.71. His payment the first year is $854 a month less than what it's going to be in year three. So he's able to put his down payment and get in and save $10,000 the first year. So when you're buying a home, as we all know as a first-time home buyer, I got an extra $850. It makes it easier to do upgrades to my house, easier for me to make the house more mine. The second year, those payments go down $436. So he goes from $850 the first year savings to $436. In the first 2 years, he's saving $15,000 in payments. Those people that understood, the millennials that are wanting to buy, the first-time home buyers, they're like, well, this program works pretty good because it gives them 2 years. Considering the fact that the home's appreciating at 8%, mm-hmm. even if it goes to 5, they're making money and they're paying less and they're paying it off faster. So these type of programs are very, very popular with first-time home buyers. They
so
help
really,
you get going.
I mean, if you've been renting, I mean, it's worth a call right now, isn't it? Just to look at it.
To get an idea of what it's like.
Yeah.
You can actually take some of these 2-1 buy-downs, and you can actually do it on a fixer-upper. If you want to do a little sweat equity like painting and cleaning and doing yard work and stuff like that, you can get the deal on the home and save a lot of money. But one of the reasons that we have a larger supply of homes that we haven't had in the past is there were some very major big companies that were out buying blocks of homes. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there for years, the reason they were doing it, because their interest rates were 2.5% to 3%. By renting it, why rents are so high, they're able to control rent control in neighborhoods, and they're making more money on their return. So they were buying 700 and 900 homes at a time in a neighborhood. They were just going out and buying them, new builds. They were just buying them because they had the cash to do it. They didn't even have to look at them. They just went in and bought them. Well, those people aren't in the game anymore, because the rent's not going to cover the rate that they're paying now to get that loan, because they still have to pay the same higher rate, which has opened up all these homes that now other people that have been wanting to buy for a long time can buy.
Sure. Now, for a break, what about VA loans and with all these rate increases? Are those affected as well?
VA loans are higher than what they were, but they're still extremely low.
Great deal. Okay.
And we've talked about VA. If you're a veteran and you're thinking a home, you're going to get a great rate. You get 100% financing, and they basically have no loan limit. If you got the right job and you want to buy $1.5 million home, you can get 100% financing at rates that are astronomical. No money down, no monthly mortgage insurance. So a VA loan's a great loan.
Sure.
They actually allow you to qualify at higher debt-to-income ratios. The VA loan to me is one of the best loans out there, and too many veterans don't have it. If you currently have a VA loan, there's some changes that have been made that you can refinance and go back to that 100%. So if you need the equity, if you need the money, again, talking about if you think something's coming and you need the cash, there's ways for you to go get that.
Interesting.
So a VA loan's a very good loan for that.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us once again. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear, 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store. located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra costs. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and a special edition of Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers in studio with us. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. And Kurt, this was interesting. I was asking you during the break when you were talking about that currently 65% of people own a home. I asked you if that was our highest, and you said no, it got up to 68.
68%.
Okay. All right.
And that's actually a very good number, because when you think about people that own a home, why it matters in the economy. What are you going to do if you own a home? You're going to buy drapes, appliances, dishes.
Right.
You're going to have people over. You're going to spend more money to entertain. You're going to spend more money on your home. Why? Because it's your home. Sure. If you're renting, not going to do that as much. You're going to get invested into the property that you own because you know the money's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for home ownership. Many people can't own because their job doesn't entitle them to own, because they constantly got to move.
Right.
But 65 to 68% is a good number.
Good number.
It's a good number for the economy.
Gotcha. Good deal. All right. Now, all right. So with the rates that we're at now and look
or
like.
Or what's coming.
What's coming, yeah. And, would you say there's still been kind of a house buying frenzy, or would you use that word frenzy right now?
I think I wouldn't use the word frenzy anymore.
Okay.
Part of that is because you saw the appraisal gap. There's still a demand. There's still people important that have to buy the home. There's still people moving in the town. But the frenzy part of it is gone. I was reading an article the other day, 72% of the people that purchased a home in the last 2 years have second thoughts about them doing that. They got caught up in that frenzy like we all do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, all of a sudden the Broncos are back, the stadium's full, and we're paying $12 for a beer. It's like, well, wait a minute. We still got the Broncos. Okay, are we in this frenzy? Are we going to? No, I don't think we're there. It's slowed down, but it is not going to. The housing market's still going to do well. And let me explain what is slowing it down, which is intentional to handle inflation. You can't have this without that. We all understand that.
Okay.
We don't want inflation at 8 to 9%. We'd like it closer to 2 to 3 or 4. Well, that means the rates have to go up for that inflation to come down, which actually gives you more strength for your dollar. But rates are going to go up. I don't like rates going up. I'm a mortgage broker. I don't like them. I don't like the fact that I know they're going to continue to go up until at least after the election. Now, some people think they'll go down before, but I don't. But I don't control the rates. And what many listeners don't understand, I don't get paid on the rate. When I'm doing the loan, whether you're making 2.5% or I'm charging 7%, I get paid the same. That's what mortgage brokers are. That law came out back in 2014. We don't get to increase our pay because of your interest rate. So I'm fighting as hard as I can to give you the best rate that there is.
Sure.
But if you look at the history of rate, and I talked about this earlier, why the rates we're having today aren't that bad. They're basically normal. In 1990, the interest rate was just over 10%. In 2000, the interest rate was 8.8%. In 2010, it was 4.69. Now, that's 2 years after COVID. It's down to 4.629.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, there's, if you look at the history of rates, they were never as low as they were a year ago, 8, 10, 12 months ago. They were down around 2.5 on a 30-year fixed. That was insane. And to think that we're ever going to come back to that, I don't believe you, it's a reality. Can they come back down to 4 to 5? Yeah, they can. But if you look at the average, like I said before, in 2000, before COVID, they were 6.5 to 7%. So they're no different than what we were before we just went through COVID.
Right.
Homes, if you go back to 2008, homes still sold in 2008. They still appreciated in 2008. In the year 2000, the average home sold for $213,000. The average home of a sale today is $592,000.
Right.
So that home went from 213 to 592. If you calculate that out, that's 5% per year, no matter what. Now, most people aren't going to stay in the home 20 years. But if I only get half of that, I'm still up about $190,000. And I only have to stay in it half the time. Home values are going to keep going up.
Yep.
Because you always need some place to live. Whether you're making the payments as an owner, or
you're
the
making
landlord
them for somebody
is making
else.
Somebody's making payments on that house as an owner. Somebody's paying the interest, and somebody's getting the appreciation. Question is, do you want it, or do you want to give it to somebody else? If you look at the history of Colorado in the last 20 years, Colorado's homes have only depreciated in 2 years. In 2000, and I think it was 11, they went down 0.02%. 2008, they went down about 8%. But the average is still up 5%. So when buying a home isn't a short-term investment. It's not a short-term deal. It's a long-term deal. I'm not a fan of high rates, but I don't get to control that. Many homeowners think that the loan is all about interest rate. And I'm going to probably offend people when I say that. If the only thing you look at is your interest rate, or you put that as the most important thing when you're buying a home, you're losing money. It's not about rate. Rate's important, but it's not just about the interest rate on the loan, because there are so many other things that come into play that's called cost of ownership. Those are the fees that associate with acquiring the loan. Many people want to call and say, well, back when the rates were 2.5, well, I can get 2.375 versus 2.5, and they'll move a loan, not understanding that over here there's a $2,000 fee that they don't even see. There's a cost of ownership to have that home. That's why when we sit down to have an initial conversation, I always ask, how long do you plan on being in the home?
Mm-hmm.
How much? Because that's going to determine your total cost, whether you're in the home for 3 years, whether you're in it for 8 or 10 or 15. 80% of the people will refinance or move within the first 60 months of a home. So when you're figuring on the finance, I might be here 10 years, but my financing is only going to last for 3 to 5.
Right.
What am I doing? How much is it costing me at this point to get there? And there's things that come into factor into play. You can look at an FHA loan, and you can get a rate, let's say today, of 5.5%, and a conventional might be 6.5. So you say, well, I want the 5.5%. Well, there's a little thing called mortgage insurance comes along with that 5.5% that makes your payment higher than the 6.5. What's your payment? What's the total cost every month you got to pay to own the home?
Right.
Whatever the rate says, it doesn't matter compared to the payment. Because when you're making a payment on a home, you're making the payment. You're not paying a rate. You're reaching into your checking account, pulling out X amount of dollars, because that's your payment. Your rate doesn't make it better or worse. It's a combination of factors that come into play on that. VA. We talked about VA. 100%. Now, you might get a better rate, and the fact you have no mortgage insurance, now all of a sudden the cost of ownership changes.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, on VA, they have no upfront fees. There's no reason in the world any lender should ever charge you a fee, and the government won't allow them to charge you too much on a VA loan. No points up front. You don't have to pay them. if you're paying them, you better get a better rate than what somebody else has, which brings up discount points. When you're paying a discount point to buy the rate down, figure out what it's costing me to do that. And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you take a $500,000 house and your interest rate is 6%. The total payments you're going to make in that 5 years is $179,800. Of that, $145,136 is going to interest. That means 80 cents on every dollar is going to interest. And you've only paid $34,007 in principal. Now take that same loan and convert it down to a 5.5%. So we're going to drop the rate a half a point. Instead of paying $179,800, I'm paying $170,003. Not as much as you thought. Instead of paying $145,000 in interest, I'm going to pay $132,600. Instead of paying $34,000 in principal, I'm only paying $37,000. So is it worth me to pay the money up front to save this? Or is it better to pay the rate and move forward and not pay the fee? Because so many people don't want to pay a rate, buy the rate down. Sure. Now, over time, that matters. But in a five-year period, we're talking $3,000 different on a half point. But if you ever try to buy that rate down, how much does it cost you? It costs you a whole lot more than $3,000 to save that half point. It's not about just the rate. The rate's important, but it's not the controlling factor. What is your true cost of ownership? Other things you have to look at that can affect your cost of ownership is credit score. What is your credit score? And I'm trying to be helpful when I say this. When you call up to say, what's your best rate? I can't tell you without your credit score. I don't know.
And to be honest, you, meaning the caller, really does not know their credit score.
Correct.
Because they're just looking at some of the things we can all pull up on a freecreditreport.com or whatever, but that's not what you look at, you've said several times.
And I'm not trying to drive people away, but this is, we need to know your credit score. And pulling your credit doesn't affect your credit score so much that you're going to destroy yourself. If you come to me on the 10th of the month, and you want to apply for a loan, and I don't have a problem if you shop, and I run your credit, and you come up at a 712, your score is not going to drop to a 690 or a 695 when the next guy runs it. As long as he runs it within 30 days, your score is going to pretty much stay the same, because a credit pull from a mortgage company, whether there's one or 20 within 30 days, has the effect of one. Okay. Same thing with car companies, same things with installment loans.
Yeah, you'll see that sometimes if you go to buy a car. Be several different maybe banks that they pull to look at it.
The government wants you to shop, and they don't allow the credit bureau companies to give you hits. That's why they give you a 30-day span. Once you start, get them all done within a period of time. Now, what we try to do for consumers is I only need one score to get an idea where I'm at. Then I can start telling you where we're going. Gotcha. But I need that score. But what affects your credit score? So many people don't know what affects it. We've gone in that a lot. How do you get your credit score higher? If you want the best rate at the best cost, lowest cost, you need to have a 740 or above. And there are ways to fix that. There's ways to get that up. Otherwise, another one that affects the cost is the length of the loan or the type of property. And you just heard my commercial before we came on live.
Right.
If you own a condo or a townhome or a manufactured home or duplex, the lender charges you more money for those products. If you're doing a higher loan to value, you're going to pay more money in a rate than you're not. If you're doing 90% versus 80 or even 75. A loan to value of 75 has a cheaper rate than a loan to value of 80%. But how many mortgage brokers will tell you that? If you want to go out and buy a home and finance 90% of it, some mortgage brokers will tell you, we'll do an 80% first and a 10% second. I'll never tell you that. Why? Because at 80, the rate's higher than it is at 75. If I'm going to do a second, I'm going to do it for the 15% to give you the lower rate at 75. Cost of ownership. These are things you want somebody that understands that. I'm going to give you the best rate I can, but I'm going to save you the most money I can at the same time. So when you're looking at those things and how to save the most money, understand all of it. Again, knowledge, preparation. And there's so many different ways. You can call me up and we can talk about it all you want. With the rates of home prices going down in some areas, the country feels like that they're going to climb. And even in 2008, like I said before, the home ownership was 62%. It's just important to understand what market we're in. Homes values are going to continue to rise, not at 12, not at 8. That's going to settle closer to 5, even through 2023.
Right.
But where do you make 5% of your money? So, no, the housing market will change. It's going to become more what it's supposed to be, like it was prior to COVID. It's going to be a buyer-seller's market. It's going to be a normal market where you can negotiate. If it's a nice house, it's going to bring more money. If it needs work, it's going to bring less money.
Right. And here's the things I would tell you is, you know, like I say, Kurt's been our exclusive mortgage lender since we've been doing Haystack since about 2009. So I'm telling you, I can give you testimonial after testimonial of people that he has sat down with and been able to help. And I promise you this, Kurt will not put you in something that's bad for you to help himself. He has established that reputation with us over all these years. He will take care of you. Maybe you need to work on your credit. Hey, now's a good time to just give him a call, come in, sit down with him, let him work on it, show you some things so maybe you can get up to that 740. So maybe in a few months you're thinking you don't want to do anything right now, but maybe in the spring you'll be ready. So there's a lot of things to look at here, but you need somebody that's going to sit down. Because Kurt, I don't know, and I mean, I'm sure there's some good mortgage folks at some banks and things like that, but I just don't picture someone sitting down with a client and kind of going through all of this with them. I just don't know if that happens very much.
Well, a lot of the clients, they're on their third, fourth, fifth home. They get it. They understand it a little bit better. But for some that are brand new, they hear this, well, rates are 5%, or I should do this, or I can get an FHA and my rate's 4%. They're being sold on a price. It's like seeing an ad from a car dealership saying, you know, you can buy this car for $1,000 less than anybody else. Well, they're not buying it for $1,000 less, so why are they selling it to you? Something's wrong. So for the new people, understanding how it works is important before you jump into it. And I have no problem taking the time.
Yeah. 720-895-0500 is the number. It's affordable interest mortgage. We'll be right back.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family-owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is the website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. Kurt, I had a guy ask me the other day, knew you were going to be on, and he just said, hey, we used to hear a lot about foreclosures. There was even special foreclosure companies back in the early 2000s. Do you see much of that now today with foreclosures?
No, and it's funny you bring that up. I actually have had a couple of realtors that are getting ready, in their opinion, for that to happen again. There were companies on foreclosures, realtors and finance companies that would deal with those.
Mm-hmm.
A lot's changed because there was a lot of unethical things that happened with foreclosure companies. Right now, our foreclosure ratio is between 3 and 4%. Getting up to 8% is still healthy. So that's like one out of every 10 and we're not even close to that.
Yeah.
Again, that's kind of a good indicator
right.
how the market is going. There are some people that things happen in life, accidents, jobs, and you just can't make your mortgage payment any longer. And we've talked about this in the past. There's actually a loan that allow you to mm-hmm. not make your mortgage payment for 18 months. But that's a different type of loan. There are ways to prevent that. If you think that's happening, there's ways to set yourself up. And we talk about how to become mortgage safe, and that's one of the ways to do that. But I don't see foreclosures. You might see more foreclosures this time next year, but I don't see them for a while.
Yep. All right.
It just depends on if you prep yourself prior.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Now, so with rates going, you know, up and all, you mentioned there's still opportunities in maybe purchasing a home. So what do you mean by that?
Because of the first-time home buyer programs out, because of that 2-1 buy-down I talked about, because of FHA also allowing you to get into a home with little money down and coming up with down payment assistance programs, there's a way to buy a home. There's a way to get into it, and instead of making the rent payment, you're now making a mortgage payment, but it allows you to start to build that 5%. So if you're in the market and you're thinking about going forward with that, keep focused on the idea that if I'm buying a $350,000 house and it's going to appreciate at 5%, that means I'm making $17,000 a year. If I'm making a payment on a rent property, I'm not making nothing. Now, my payment might be $100 more a month or maybe $200, and it can be as little as that, but I ain't getting any of it.
Yeah.
And that's not just the 5% that I'm losing, the $17,500. That means that probably 50% of my payment's not going towards the principal, driving my loan down. So I'm losing on both ends of the deal for $100 or $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot more people are starting to see that opportunity, the down payment assistance programs. USDA has a loan program to where you don't have to put any money down. You just pay like $1,000, $1,500 to cover your taxes and insurance, and they'll do 100% financing. There's select areas that will do that in, but that's a great loan. That's kind of like a VA loan. They'll do 100% sure. if down payment's a problem. There are other ways that people are learning that you can buy a home and maybe you don't necessarily qualify for it and you need help. And instead of asking mom and dad for the money, if they co-sign for you, they count their income. It's called non-occupying co-borrower. Now, all of a sudden, you get to buy a home and you don't have to put as much money down and you qualify using your parents' or family members' income. It allows you to get started if you put that with a 2-1 buy-down. Remember, that saved the payments $400 to $800 a month.
Sure.
You get to get started out to where you can build it back. So those opportunities are coming back. They've always been there. But when rates are at 2.5%, they're not there any longer.
Right.
There's just so many different opportunities. If you're wondering how you can get started, you can give me a call. I'll look at the scenario real quick, say, well, what do you want to do? Here's what I recommend over the next 30, 60, 90 days.
I mean, if someone's, you know, stuck renting and they would love to own a home, but the media and everything's freaked them out with all this with rates, hey, it doesn't cost anybody but their time to give you a call to sit down and just look at it, right?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. If you're wanting to get started now and you're worried rates are going to keep going up, you can get a home now and lock in the rate for 7 years. Doesn't change. It gives you plenty of time to establish yourself. And the nice thing about the ARMs used to be have a negative impression. The new ARMs are much better. This ARM at 7 years, at the end of the 7 years, they will re-amortize the ARM at the current rate. So if rates go down, you can get the lower rate on the balance of the term and lower your payment. So you can come out of an ARM and lower your payment. So they're much different. There's no more prepayment penalties on mm-hmm. ARMs either. So they've changed a lot.
Right. Now, you mentioned that homes that need a little of that sweat equity, as you call it, lenders will finance some of that in the purchase?
Up to $150,000.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
The house across the street's a perfect example. It needs $100,000 worth of work that I mentioned. It needs new flooring. It needs new paints. It needs new windows. It needs a new kitchen. It needs new bathrooms. here's $100,000. What the bank will do is, let's say this house is a $500,000 house, the way, or $400,000 house, the way they can buy it, cost them $100,000 to fix it. But when it's all fixed up, it's worth $550,000 to $600,000. They'll give you a loan to value on that $600,000. They'll loan you all the money to fix the home. They will then give you a year to fix the home up. So if you find a home in an area that you really want, that you've been looking at for a while, but the home needs work, you can not only buy in the area, because I have a customer doing this, you get to customize the home and make it yours. You get to put in the carpet you want, the flooring you want. You get to cabinets the way you want when you're buying that brand new home. And they'll finance it all in at one time.
Wow. You wonder sometimes if a homeowner would not be wise in doing that. But that first impression, too, of fixing something up with everything the existing homeowner wants and the other homeowner, maybe the prospective buyer, doesn't want that. But it's hard to walk in with ugly carpet and paint.
Because what you think it takes to fix your house might be 50 or 60. The buyer is going to think it's 100 to 120. Who's going to win in the deal? The buyer. They're not going to want to pay you as much. It's actually smarter. You bring up a good point. It's much smarter if you have a home that needs work, refinance it, fix it up to a good standard across the board. Right. You'll get more money for it. And all you can do is make a couple payments on it for maybe 6 months while they're fixing it up and then turn around and sell it. You have a much better advantage. So you can do it whether you own the home, fix it up to sell it, or you can do it and buy in the home and going forward.
Right. Wow. Well, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to have Kurt look into his crystal ball and see what's coming. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike.
Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope. No one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. A few more minutes here with our good friend Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. So remember Johnny Carson, we used to do that Karnak thing, put the envelope to his
Karnak
head.
Karnak says, Ed McMahon, Karnak says.
So, what do you think? What do you think we're looking at here over these next 6 months
on me?
To a year? Yes, sir.
I think inflation will go up a little bit more. I think it will stabilize out. There's so many variables as to what happens November, and it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. If this happens, this is more likely. If that happens, this is more likely. I think it could go down, but I also think it could go up next year, partially because of what that is. We have to quit. My best political statement, we have to quit spending money. The government has to quit spending money. It's not helping anything. Yeah. As much as it's putting a Band-Aid on a bleed, it's not fixing the problem. That's all I'm I'll leave it alone there.
All right. So,
but to get back to you, I think inflation will continue. I think mm-hmm. there are ways to protect yourself. Again, I come back to fear is lack of knowledge or preparation. There are ways that people, what I learned in 2008 was how to become mortgage safe. And we've talked about this on the show a lot. Mortgage safe means that if something drastic comes up and I'm unemployed or I'm hurt or I need money for an emergency, where do I get that money? Well, in today's market with the value of homes the way there are, there's plenty of equity in there. The problem is some people don't want to reach in and grab $100,000 or $200,000 and make those payments on them. Mm-hmm. There's ways that you can go about, whether it's using me or using somebody else, that will give you access to your equity to where you're not making payments on it, but when you need it in that emergency, you can pull it back. The loan that I talk about a lot is the asset manager.
Right.
That loan, it actually allowed me to stay in business from 2008 through 2010. When the business was so slow and there wasn't enough coming in, I was able to skip mortgage payments month in and month out because of the equity that I had in my home was able to make that payment. Now, did I like the fact that I extended the paying off my home from 9 years to 12 years? No.
But you like
being in business
better.
But guess
what?
I like to be able to keep my house. You know, yeah. I've said this in the past. Between 2008 and 2010, 7 million people foreclosed that had a standard 30-year fixed mortgage. 7 million people. The funny thing about that is 29, most of them, as a matter of fact, all of them had 29% equity, meaning which on a $300,000 house, they had $90,000 available to them. They couldn't get it. Hmm. They could have kept their home. They could have kept their credit scores. They wouldn't have had to fight for years later to build it all back up had they had access to that equity. This loan allows you to do that. It's a simple interest loan. You'll pay less interest to own your home. Again, cost of ownership. I don't care what the rate is, how much interest am I paying?
Right.
If I pay less interest, I'm paying less interest rate. This loan allows you to do that. We've gone over this over time and time again about mm-hmm. how that loan's working. With the equity that's available now in your home, you can be able to access $100,000 and $200,000, and you just sit on it and wait. If you never need it, all it costs you was to redo the financing. Right. If you need it, you kept your home, you kept your credit score. And your credit score will allow you, because if you don't have a credit score and a job, banks won't loan you money when you need it. They'll loan you money when you don't need it.
Yep.
But you got to have those two things to go with it.
And like you said, you're in control of this. You don't have to go to a bank and apply for a car loan or something you want to do the house or if you want to go on a vacation, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you've got the money.
If you want to, and you bring up a good point, if you want to improve your home when prices come back down to normal,
right,
you have the cash to do that. So you get to sit back and wait, my neighbor just did that. They went out and got, they had one, they went out and increased it. They now have this bucket of money. They're sitting there waiting for prices to come down to remodel their home. But they do it on their terms, not somebody else's, because they're able to write a check and pay cash for it.
Gotcha.
So it works a whole lot better.
Wow. Now, let's touch on reverse mortgage just a minute.
Okay.
In this point in time, I mean, man, a lot of seniors out there, you know, just worried sick about retirement. Will they have enough money to retire? So it's still worth the call to give our buddy Dave Olson a call and see what he can work out with them, isn't it?
Dave's been quite busy because of that. There's a lot of folks, because of the equity in the homes now, they're able to access more money and not make payments. They're not only able to skip their payment, they're able to have money that sits there. If your home, if you have enough equity in your home, you're able to have cash available. If you don't take it, it increases at the same rate you're paying on the mortgage. So if the rate on the mortgage is 4%, 5%, or 6%, that $100,000 that you might have is increasing at the same value, and it's tax-free money. So a lot of folks are starting to understand now is the time to take a look at that mm-hmm. on a reverse mortgage, because they're able to have that money and it never goes away no matter what happens. And they're not making a payment on their house. The only thing they have to pay is their taxes and insurance.
Right.
And make sure the house stays livable.
Sure.
So we're seeing a lot more folks do that.
Yep. And Dave has said this, and matter of fact, you'll hear Dave on the show tomorrow. But what a lot of people have liked about this and the way that you guys do business, hey, you know, there's no secret meetings. I mean, all this is on the up and up. And Dave has said, hey, his term, his table or yours. I mean, he'll come to your house. He'll come to the office. You can do whatever like that. You can bring whoever you want. And, I mean, it's all in the up and up to see if a reverse mortgage is good for you or not.
David and I have known each other for 40 years. He's straight up kind of guy. He very much believes in the reverse mortgage. He has one. He knows how they work, and he thinks that if you sit down and listen and look at the facts, mm-hmm. get the knowledge about it, you'll then be able to prepare for what you want to do, whether it's today, whether it's in 6 months from now. You'll have what you need to make the decision as time goes on.
Right.
But with home values now, we're seeing more elderly reach out to look at a reverse mortgage because they're getting a bigger piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. Once it gets there, it doesn't matter what happens to the value of your home. It can go down. Sure. You've already got it.
Right.
Absolutely. So that's why it becomes important.
You love what you do amidst all this, don't you?
I do like what I do.
No, you do. I mean, I can tell. And it's great. But again, folks, hey, first of all, you need someone you can trust. And I promise you, that is Kurt Rogers and the team there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. And whether you're looking at, you know, like say, first-time home buyer, VA, reverse mortgage, you know, refinance, whatever, I promise you, Kurt will sit down with you, answer all your questions, figure out what's best for you. And hey, if you need to work on your credit a little bit, give him a call, 720-895-0500. While he is not in the credit repair business, he can give you some great tips that can help you increase your score. So when you are ready, maybe over the next few months to get a home, you'll be ready to go. So, Kurt, as always, thank you, but we need your disclosure, sir.
Yeah, we have to have them. NMLS 298-191. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and we are an equal credit lender.
All right, sir. Any advice for the Broncos? Well, we probably don't have time for that, huh?
The coach needs to pay attention to the clock.
Yeah, exactly. Don't take those timeouts home. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.